Joining us on the Charter phone line is, and it says it in quotes on my little notes here, Mr. Hybrid from Smart Motors. It's John Dolan. John, good morning.
Good morning to you all.
Hey, John, I was talking with Mr. Foster a few months ago, the GM at Smart Motors, about the Prius, that there were still some waiting lines to get a Prius. Is that still the case?
Not anymore. Prius sales have always been closely tied to the price of gas. And as you know, gas has been pretty low, relatively speaking, lately. So we've got a good supply of Prius actually on the ground right now. In fact, Toyota has got a special lease program on the Prius for the first time, and it's got $500 cash back to customers until, I believe, March 3rd on the Prius as well.
Now, besides the Prius in the hybrid category, what is that by far the most popular one?
Oh, yeah, always has been across the board worldwide. About 70% of all the hybrids sold are Prius.
And what are some of the others?
We've got some other cars that come in gas-only versions, too, like the Camry comes in a hybrid version, and the Highlander, our midsize SUV, is also available as a hybrid, too.
That seems like an oxymoron, a hybrid SUV.
In a way, it does, but, you know, when you think about it, that's the hardest vehicle, a four-wheel drive heavy vehicle. That's the hardest vehicle to get significant fuel mileage improvements on. So the hybrid system actually does help that, give you about a 20% improvement in fuel mileage, which is pretty tough to do in a car that heavy.
Now, yeah, are you the actual mechanic for the hybrids?
No, I'm more of a technical guy who, I handle all the technical issues.
And so are we finding, that's kind of the fear with some of these new things, that they're going to cost more to fix?
Yeah, in fact, that was the case up until recently. Up to model year 2006, the cost of fixing a hybrid was about 8% higher than the non-hybrid average, but now things have evened out. There's a new study that just came out recently from a company called Autodex. They specialize in providing accident claims information to auto insurance companies.
Mm-hmm.
They studied the cost of auto repairs for all cars from model years 2001 through 2008 and found out in the early model years, 2001 to 2006, hybrid cars did cost more to repair. That's the 8% I mentioned. But after 2006, things evened out.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that was that in 2005, Prius sales in particular reached 100,000 units for the first time. And so what happened is all of a sudden you reach significant sales number and replacement parts from the manufacturer started to come down.
Okay. Right.
And that's only part of the story. Also, when you have a larger number of cars on the road, more equal to Corollas and Camrys and that, the availability of junkyard spare parts went up.
Yeah. Well, John, thank you. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Interesting facts about hybrid repairs.
Thank you, Mr. Hybrid. We'll see you. That's John Dolan, Smart Motors.